Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
What's up, guys? So if you've done any type of outreach, you've probably received an email asking you to pay for a backlink. Okay, so you've reached out to websites, you've asked them for a link, and they've said, sure, I can add your link, but it's going to cost you $50 or $100 or $2,000. And the question is, should you pay for backlinks? What are the risks and rewards of it? And how can it affect your site? So the biggest problem with paying for backlinks is that if you don't do it, your competitors will, okay? And the chances are, if you're in a very competitive industry, then most of your competitors will be going out there and buying backlinks, which creates a lot of problems for you. Because if you're trying to build free backlinks, I respect that philosophy, but at the same time, it's going to be taking a lot more time and it's going to be quite a frustrating process. Because if you're trying to build free backlinks, most websites will say no, especially if you're in a competitive industry where, you know, most websites will not add your backlink for free. They're only going to do it if you offer money. And that's a big problem because you need backlinks to rank your site. And if you don't have them, but your competitors do and they're paying for backlinks, then chances are your content isn't going to rank. So it's a bit of a problem, really. And if you're in a very competitive industry, honestly, I don't think you can rank without buying backlinks. It's just going to be too difficult. It's going to be too time consuming, too frustrating, and you're going to be making tiny steps forwards when your competitors will be taking giant leaps with the amount of backlinks they're buying. On the other hand, buying backlinks does go against Google's Webmaster Guidelines. If you check out the guidelines they've written for other websites, they specifically say you should not buy backlinks for your site. And if you do, potentially you could receive some sort of penalty. However, if you look at some of the biggest sites in the world, if you look at Forbes or Huffington Post, for example, these websites accept money for links and their traffic still stands. Now, the other thing as well, that in the case of really low quality sites that are obviously selling backlinks, Google will do something called a outbound link penalty. And what this means is that any links this site adds will not pass link juice to your site. So if you're buying links from low quality sites, chances are they may have had an outbound link penalty. And that's an issue because they probably won't tell you, but at the same time, they'll accept payments for links. And these links are pretty much worthless because they don't pass any link juice. So in some cases, you can pay for backlinks, but they won't help your rankings at all. Now, if you break Google's Webmaster Guidelines, you can receive what's known as a manual action penalty. However, for buying backlinks, this is extremely rare these days. In fact, I don't see many cases of manual action penalties for buying links. And the problem is that Google finds it very difficult to tell between a paid link and a non-paid link. For example, if you buy a link from Forbes.com, how would Google know if you've literally paid for that link or if you've earned it for free by, for example, writing a great article or knowing one of the journalists on there? And so, you know, the difference between a paid link and a non-paid link is very subtle these days. And quite often, most of the bigger websites will accept payments for links, but they'll also give you a backlink for free too. So, you know, the line and the border between paid backlinks and non-paid backlinks is kind of blurred. And therefore, it's difficult for Google's algorithm to actually pick up on whether you've paid for a backlink or not. I mean, it's not like you're going to buy a link and then say, hey, Google, I've paid for a link, what are you gonna do about it? You know, it's really much more subtle than that. And it's very difficult to tell the difference. So do I pay for links at my link building agency? You know, I have some clients where all of their backlinks are free, and that's fine. And I also have some clients who literally only want me to pay for backlinks because then they get a lot more control over the anchor text, the pages they're getting the link from, the quality of the site, and also they can get backlinks to their money pages by doing this. So really it depends on the clients. Some clients are happy to get paid links only, and some clients will prefer to focus only on free links. And either way, I have a scalable system to make sure that I can either build paid links or free links depending on my client's preference. So should you buy backlinks? Honestly, I think this depends on you and how much risk are you willing to take, because obviously Google doesn't like you buying backlinks. And at the same time, it's almost impossible for Google to tell which links are paid and which links are non-paid. And the thing is, this is so rife right now, okay? Literally thousands of websites are buying backlinks and Google can't penalize all of them. So the problem is, how does Google administer all of this? And you know, when websites are selling paid links but also have free links on their site, then the difference between them is very subtle. It's almost impossible for anyone to tell from the outside which links are paid and which links aren't. The one thing I will say is that if you're in a competitive niche, it's going to be almost impossible to compete without buying backlinks. Trying to rank your site in these competitive industries is hard enough. And if you put yourself in a position where you can't even buy links, then you're giving yourself a disadvantage and all of your competitors will take advantage of that. I would say that you will save a lot of time and get faster results by buying links. However, it really depends on how much risk you're willing to take. And you have to be careful about how you approach this.
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.